Jesus Christ, blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. The life of Saint Veronica Giuliani was a continuous succession of penances that the Lord himself asked of her for the salvation of sinners and the liberation of souls from purgatory, which were her two main missions entrusted to her by our Lord Jesus Christ. If one visits the museum of Saint Veronica in her monastery in Città di Castello, one can be scared to see the different instruments of penance that she used. God inspired in her such thirst to suffer for the salvation of others that everything seemed little to her, and God did not allow himself to be outdone in generosity. Saint Veronica Giuliani also constantly speaks to us of her ecstasies and moments of heaven with the continuous apparitions of the child Jesus, of the glorious Jesus, or the crucified Jesus, of our Mother the Virgin Mary, and of many other saints and angels. The evil one is a creature of God, a fallen angel. There are millions of demons who, with God's permission, tempt men. Why does God allow it? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The power of Satan is nonetheless not infinite. He is only a creature, powerful from the fact that he is pure spirit, but still a creature. He cannot prevent the building up of God's reign. Although Satan may act in the world out of hatred for God and his kingdom in Christ Jesus, and although his action may cause grave injuries of a spiritual nature and indirectly even of a physical nature to each man and to society, the action is permitted by divine providence, which with strength and gentleness guides human and cosmic history. It is a great mystery that providence should permit diabolical activity, but we know that in everything God works for good with those who love him." And St. Augustine of Hippo said, "God would not allow evil if he did not extract more good from the same evil." God allowed the devil to tempt and make St. Veronica Giuliani suffer, but God did not allow the evil one to tempt her against the virtue of chastity. St. Veronica Giuliani tells us, "One day I was working in the cell and suddenly I felt that they gave me a big blow on the back. And at the same time, I also heard such a great noise in the cell that the sisters came to knock on the door, telling me not to make so much noise. But I laughed inwardly at the great follies of the devil. My back pain lasted for a long time. Another day, I was called to bring water to the infirmary. I was at the top of a ladder, and suddenly the ladder was pushed hard, and I fell at the foot of the ladder with two jugs of water that I had in my hands. I hurt my body, but I didn't break the water jugs. I laughed at the devil because he always tried to make me tired, and with these things that he did to me, I felt encouraged to continue on the path of our Lord Jesus Christ." Sister Florida remembers, "One day, St. Veronica Giuliani did the reading in the dining room and stayed with the sisters from the service to eat at another table. She was sitting on the dining room floor and they served her a plate of beans. The sisters saw that a thick leech appeared on the plate, cut into pieces, that a lot of blood came out and made the whole plate dirty, and the head part of the leech walked on the plate. I saw it with my own eyes," says Sister Florida. "St. Veronica was about to eat from the plate, but we took it from her and made her eat from another plate." Father Tassinari says, "One day St. Veronica was very tormented by demons with the permission of the Lord. I gave her an order out of obedience that the torment cease, and they stopped immediately. I spoke to Father Capoletti about this, and he told me that the same thing had happened to him other times." Father Capoletti assured, "Once the demons hit her all over her body, except on the head, because I had forbidden them in the name of God." St. Veronica Giuliani says, "One day when I left the church, I saw fire and flames, among which there were demons that threatened me with death if I did not do what they demanded of me. But ignoring them, I went back into the church and said, 'My God, you are my defense. Only in you I trust.' When I left the church, I saw the same thing as before, but without noise. I passed through those flames, and the demons screamed and roared like lions and hissed like serpents, all of which gave me great fear, but I continue my way. Suddenly, I felt that they transported me to another place, and I found myself with two very robust men at the door of the convent who told me, "If you want to get out of here, now we will open the door for you. In this way, all your battles will end, and you will save your soul. Because if you had the position of superior, we know that you will be condemned. You will have hell in this life and then in the next. Think wisely. Now it's up to you to save yourself or not." I didn't want to argue with them, and I only spoke to our good Jesus with my mind and heart and said, "Yes, my God, I am yours and I want to be yours. Now and forever, I understand renewing in your hands the holy profession. And likewise, my God, I lean on you and I embrace you." So these two men took the veil off my head. One of those demons took off my black veil, telling me that I could leave without scruples, because not wearing the veil was like a novice. I then began to kiss the ground and thank the Lord for having me in this holy place. And the demons gave me a really strong push and told me, "Get rid of that habit." And they gave me a coat saying, "Get dressed in this and come with us. We want to take you to your confessor." I did not want to talk to those demons. And again, with my mind and heart in God, I repeated, "Yes, my God, if all hell comes to separate me from you, the demons will not succeed because I trust completely in you. And with you, I will also conquer everything. Yes, yes, my God, this moment brings me closer to you. I trust in you and I understand to renew as soon as possible what I promised with the holy vows." When I said this, the demons became very angry, and to annoy me, they tore the entire veil that they had taken from my head, throwing it at me with anger, and they disappeared in an instant. One night, two horrible lions appeared to me, roaring and howling, flying around me with their mouths open and with a tongue of fire, and I knew they were demons. They approached me and fled. Then I got up with courage and told them, "Don't run away, cowards. To battle, to battle. Do with me what God commands you." And saying this, they fled like the wind, leaving a stench so great that it suffocated me. One day I saw four demons. They looked like half men and half beasts, but they had the heads of snakes, their arms and hands like the legs of a horse, and on their feet they had claws instead of nails, and their legs looked like the edges of a porcupine. And they gave off a stench so great it suffocated me. They spewed flames from their noses, their mouths, and their eyes. In a word, I can't even say how horrible they were. One night, while I was writing, the demon entered my cell in the figure of a donkey. He came towards me with his head and knocked the table, the inkwell, and the sheets. And then he headbutted me and knocked me off the chair. I got up to write again, and he gave me another headbutt, and then he left me. Another night, the demon took me by the ears and carried me through the air. I invoked the most holy name of Jesus and our mother, the Virgin Mary, and he dropped me in the middle of the cell. Sister Florida tells us, "One day I went with Saint Veronica to do the devotion of the flagellation of our Lord, giving us discipline in a place of the novitiate. We were both alone, and suddenly a voice was heard saying, 'You are doomed, you are doomed. And so you know it's true? Look at hell.' Suddenly, the floor of the room opened and we saw a horrible blaze of fire. I was scared and started to cry, but Saint Veronica hugged me and said, 'Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Right now it's going to disappear.' And even though we were in the dark and I didn't see her make the sign of the cross, it was all gone in an instant. And Saint Veronica continued with the discipline as if nothing had happened. Sometimes the devil appeared under the figure of Jesus, the Mother Superior, a sister, or Saint Veronica herself. The devil appeared to me at night with the figure of myself, dressed with vanity and with the same dresses that I used to wear. He said blasphemies and curses against God, and that was said for me as if I had said them. And he represented all the pleasures that I could enjoy. The devil introduced me to guys I had met, and at the same time, he presented himself with my figure dressed as a laywoman and invited the guys to do abominable things with me. Praised be Jesus Christ, blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.